This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. As I always tell the truth, I do not have to remember what I said the last time. That's a familiar statement, isn't it? As I always tell the truth, I do not have to remember what I said the last time. How much are we able to tell the truth? How much are we able to always speak what is true and speak what is right? We think, oh, I always tell the truth. I always do this. But we may tell it on what we think are big things, you know, but the little things, we don't always do them. Now, I'm going to be a little facetious here, but it's nonetheless very true. You lie every time someone asks you a question. Someone says, Ellen, can you give me this answer? Just a minute, let me think about it. And you don't want just a minute to think about it. You take maybe two, or maybe you only take a second, you know. But you don't take exactly 60 seconds to think about it. Just a minute, or just a couple of minutes, you know. It gives you a little more latitude. But the thing is, we're lying. Mm-hmm. Now, you see, that is built into us. Just a minute, just a sec, you know, just a moment, you know, we don't really mean it. What we mean to say is, let me think about that, and then think about it. But to say a time is foolish because we're not really going to look at our watch and say, I can't speak up yet because the second isn't over, or the minute isn't over. And I told him I'd speak in a minute, and I don't dare speak before the minute is over because then I'd be lying, and I don't want to lie, you know. And see, it sounds ludicrous, but it is true. So, what else do you lie about? Do you lie about the fact that when you're cutting a piece of cake, or when you're cutting a cake, that all the pieces are exactly the same? Can you make all the slices of the cake exactly? Well, I don't want a bigger slice. Well, if you don't want a bigger slice, then somebody else is going to get a bigger, bigger slice because you only took a smaller slice. You understand? And that's really not fair. Because the person should have a piece of cake. A piece of cake is designed to be satisfying, to be fulfilling, and to be expected. If you get a piece and a half a cake, then you say, wow, did I get a wonderful piece of cake? But that's not what you really wanted. You wanted to be normally satisfied, not wow. Because the wow is a lie. You really hadn't intended to eat a larger piece of cake than that. Now, when you put the cookies on the table, just now I got a cookie for everybody, and then you bring out a whole plate full of cookies. And so everyone sits there eating the plate full of cookies, and it's not a cookie for everyone, it's a plate full of cookies, and you can gorge up if you wish, or just eat one at a time, or just one, you know, depending upon what your feeling is. Now, this one here is a really tough one. Everybody hates me. Everybody doesn't like me. Everybody's mad at me. Everybody, it's all going to pot, you know. Well, that's impossible because everybody doesn't really care about you or me at all. They don't even know we exist. Outside of our dear friends, people don't know we exist, nor do they care. Do you think that the population of China, which is quite large, that they care that you exist? Do they care that you have a dress or that you have pants? Do they care that you live in a house? Do they care that you're even on the face of the earth? Now, it's not that they're unkind, but there's no reason for them to care. And then you say, everybody, you mean that everyone, every person. And you never let me go to the movies. You never let me go, remember? Remember when the kids would say that? You never let me do anything. You always keep me from doing stuff that's fun. Yeah. Well, I keep you from doing things that might hurt you or that might not be beneficial to you. I don't keep you from doing things that might be fun. Now, if you think it's fun to put your hand on a hot stove, then you go right ahead and have my blessings. If you think that I shouldn't tell you the stove is hot, be careful. This morning, Ingeborg put the muffin plate on top of the toaster, and the muffin plate became so hot that I couldn't touch it. And so I took the muffins off the plate, and I said to Ingeborg, "Ingeborg, don't touch this with your hands." So she went over there and tried to touch it with her hands, and it was too hot. You see, Ingeborg has trained herself not to believe me. So then, after she touched it with her hands and realized that what I said was true, then she went over and got a cloth so that she could pick it up. But why is it that we do that? I said to Ingeborg, "Don't touch it with your hands." "Okay." And she immediately walked over and touched it with her hands. Now, why do we do that? Why do we lie like that? Why do we lie when we say, "I can see something and you can't see it"? Now, if you tell, I was speaking in Las Vegas, and Las Vegas is a very fun place to speak, and the things that were going on in Las Vegas were just fascinating. But we were sitting in this Hindu-Buddhist temple, and the bottom, there's halfway up the wall, it was painted in sort of a maroon or a dark color, And then above that, it was painted in a yellow. And so I was sitting on the floor, and my head had the dark area behind it. And at each pause, a different person would come up and say, "I saw your aura. Mm-hmm. I saw the light shining out from you behind you, and I saw it flashing off the wall there, and it was beautiful." Now, as they were talking to me, and I'd be in a group, and one person would say it, the other would say, "Oh yeah, I saw it too." I know they didn't see it. I know they didn't. But they wanted to ride in on the alertness. A spiritually illumined person, they think, is a person who sees these auras. And that's not true. Every person truly is spiritually illumined. But everyone doesn't see the auras because they're just not tuned into it. And if you learn how to tune into it, you can learn that as well as experience it naturally. But when you learn how to tune into it, then you see it. And it amused me because I know these people. And when they start saying, "Yeah, I saw it too," I thought to myself, okay, how wide was it? And what color was it? And I tell people, put your hand on top of your head, right over the top of your head. Now, what do you feel, heat or cool? And you think to yourself, "My God, what am I supposed to feel, heat or cool? What am I supposed to feel?" You're supposed to feel what you feel, And some people feel heat, and some people feel coolness. It all depends, but you don't touch, you just above the head just a little bit, holding your hand right over the middle of the skull, and you will feel heat or cool. But I say, "What do you feel?" And then they say, "Nothing. Now what am I supposed to feel?" They want to make it happen because they want to be part of the group,
You once said cool is better or something.
Then everybody's...
Now nobody wanted to say they feel heat.
But you see, that's just a matter of giving people a hard time.
Exactly.
Be true to yourself. And if you feel heat, that means you have a normal body. If you feel coolness, that means you are moving into your spiritual awareness. "Oh, I want to move in my spiritual awareness," Well, you can't make it happen. It happens, it's just a little indicator. Now, everybody's going to put their hand over the top of their head and hold it there for quite a while. "I don't feel anything." And that's true. Plus, it's amazing. If Ingeborg were to put her hand over the top of her head after she just finished lifting off that hot plate from the top of the... she would feel heat. She would feel heat. And because it would be coming from her hand, not from the head,
Exactly.
And so we have to do... And if you got your hands in cold water, like in my fish pond now, the pump came apart, and I've got to reach in there and put it back together. It just takes a few seconds, but the water is very, very cold, because we've had a very cold night. And you stick your hand, both hands, one holds the motor and one holds the pump, and you got to shove this hose down into it. And in the process, there's only about 5, 10, 20 seconds, you know, but it gets very cold. And you bring your hands away, you shake them, bring back the blood. But it's amazing how we act, and amazing how we want to always be correct. We want to always be what everybody else is doing. And I enjoy it when I call Rex, and he's in school now. Of course, everybody's in school here. But he's in school, and I say, Rex, come now. He stops whatever he's doing, lifts up his head in that beautiful boyish grin, you know, and he looks at me, and he says, how serious are you? And if he detects that I'm serious, but not too terribly serious, he just immediately go down, or he'll prance and then go the other way to continue his sorte. But he just has a ball. And people are like that too. People are like that. What they think they can get away with, they're going to try to get away with. And in telling the truth, you never have to remember what you're saying. Now, if you say, if you are consistent, then you get great results. Consistent, you get great results. Now you see, I always tell what I think. I'm not trying to say I'm so good telling the truth all the time, but I'm always telling the truth because I don't have to remember what I said. And then people come to me and they say, well, Herb, you said we could do this and you said we could do that. I said, I had that with other opinions. I said, you may do this if you're not really interested in walking your spiritual path. You can be a human and feel pain and unhappiness for the world if you're not walking your spiritual path. If you're walking your spiritual path, you don't feel any pain or any unhappiness for the world. You merely put the cause in motion in your mind and in your heart. All is in divine order. And then you believe it. You know? Mm-hmm. You believe it. You don't make a statement and then not believe it. But you believe it. Now, believing it is not going to make it true. But it's true. And when we believe it, then we benefit from its truth. Now, Ingeborg, you are a princess. You're shaking your head no.
I'm a queen.
I'm telling the story.
Yes.
Thank you. Ingeborg, you're a princess. And she's shaking her head no. And she has another idea. She's a queen. Now, I said, Ingeborg, you're the princess. You see, you don't really know you're the princess. You don't know that you're not yet the queen. You have to be, what is it, given the coronation to be the queen. Mm-hmm. And you haven't had your coronation yet. So, you're still the princess. And she doesn't even believe she's a princess. She knew her mother and father had nothing to do with royalty. She knew her family had nothing to do with royalty. But what she doesn't know is that she is a princess. Now, the 12th daughter of the 12th son of the 12th, or whatever, you know, down to 12 generations for the 13th of the 12 generations. I said, that's confusing. You know, that's where you are. You're confusing. So you go down to dun, 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 dun. So that's where you are. You are the 13th of the 12 down. Could you have any idea that would be true? I mean, that's so far out that who would believe that? But there are people who are into this sort of thing, and they check that out. And they say, Ingeborg, you're a princess. And you are the princess for the country of Transylvania. And you say, okay. So, they prove it to you. First, you don't know it. They tell you, and you think, ha, ha, ha. That I'd like to see, you know. You won $30 million. Ha, ha, ha. I'd like to see that, you know. But, incredulous as it may seem. Then, you say, I'm not a princess. I haven't got any of the princely garbs and stuff like that, but you are. So, as it is revealed to you, step by step, then the fact is known. Was the truth always that you were a princess? Yes. Was the truth or apparent truth that you didn't know it? Or did you always know in your heart you were? But was the apparent truth you didn't know it? So you had no idea that you were the princess. And people went around calling you, hey, Froghead, you know, in terms of endearment, of course. But you said, I am not a princess. You were lying, lying, lying. We never lie. We never lie. What does the word princess mean in the dictionary? And it means a number of things. Usually it means a person, a female person, with great class and great quality and things like that, as well as being heir to the throne. But there are many other definitions to words besides just the one. When I call my little daughter, oh, princess, come on over here. It's a term of endearment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she likes it, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
When I say, oh, sweetheart, you're so wonderful. She hasn't got a sweetheart. Maybe she does, but we call her sweetheart because that's, and she accepts them. Now, if somebody comes along and says, you a little rattlesnake, she'll look so surprised. Me, a rattlesnake? Yes, I know what you did. And then she feels guilty because she knows what she did too. And so, you see, she says, I'm not a rattlesnake. And she knew that she was. She knew that she had done an unkind thing. But this is true for all of us. Are we willing to stand up at all times, under all circumstances, to the best of our awareness and say the truth? Can you each one do that? Or are you going to go through life lying and then trying to remember what you said?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. That's tough. But as of the moment, that's what you are doing. And that can stop right now if you wish. But it's going to be a little bit of dedication to have it stop. Because you can't say just a second anymore. See? And you can't say, did you finish your plate? And yes, I did, Mom. And you just got done scraping it off. And did you do all the dishes? Yes, I did, Mom. Well, come and get mine because you didn't do them all. I have my cup of coffee on the desk when I was answering the telephone. So, you see, we lie so much, and it's such a silly thing to do. But it's what we've been trained in all of our life, and it's the most natural thing in the world to do because we've been trained to do it. And now is the time to put a new cause in motion. As I always tell the truth, I do not have to remember what I said the last time. And that's not bad, is it?
Mm-hmm.
To always tell the truth. But let's start out with the little things. They're the toughies, but we can take them one by one. And when you say to someone, I love you, mean it. Mean it with all your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're talking about yourself. They are your reflection. Well, I think that's a good idea. So, you all have a lovely day, and remember that always tell the truth, and you don't have to remember what you said. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.